Boy, oh boy, do we have something cool to share with you today. First, some quick introductions. I'm Brian.
I'm Abby.
I'm Shanook.
I'm Elliot.
And we are the four co-founders of Many Sided Media. And today we are announcing a brand new show called Bitcherton.
Bitcherton.
He said bitch. He said bitch.
He said it. Brian said the bitch. Thing.
Abby, Brian said bitch.
He's allowed. He's an adult.
Okay.
You're probably wondering what Bitcherton is. Bitcherton is an improvised comedy podcast inspired by the stories of Jane Austen that tells the tale of a wealthy family's secrets, scandals, and shenanigans. It is basically an improvised episode of Bridgerton, but way fucking funnier.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
Yeah.
Listen, no shade to Bridgerton, but they're not going for the laughs. Baby, we're going for the laughs.
Nothing but laughs.
And laughs start with the cast. So, Shanu, can you tell us who is on this cast?
Oh, boy, can I. Let me tell you something about this cast. It's a really fucking good... Oh, shit, can I... Whatever. It's a really good cast.
Abby, Shanook said fuck.
That's okay. He's an adult. Oh,
thank you. Thanks, Abs. Let me tell you, you're going to love this cast. They're so freaking funny. But first, we have Iffy Wadiway, Katie Maravich, Carolyn Page, Alex Song Shaw, Cassie Wilson, and last, but certainly not least, Brian Flaherty. All right, so not. Okay, I thought that was going to be the fun one.
You know, we get 5 out of 6, and that's pretty good, I guess.
Elliot's not impressed.
No, not yet.
But this cast, even with Brian, is a very,
it's
very
pretty
good cast.
It's pretty
it's
good.
A very good cast.
It's a pretty good cast.
And you know what comes, what a cast needs to perform well is to get paid. And Abby, why don't you tell us how we're going to do that?
In order to actually make this show, we are launching our very first Kickstarter, running a full month starting on June 13th and going all the way up until July 13th, which happens to be Mr. Brian Flaherty's birthday.
Yay!
So what a spectacular birthday present it would be to have a fully funded Kickstarter campaign just waiting to be delivered to him on his birthday. And so you can go and pre-save that Kickstarter. Do it right now. Do it.
Do it.
We'll wait.
Do it.
We'll just wait.
We won't wait, but you can multitask. You can do both.
Oh. So you can find that Kickstarter by searching for Bitcherton, or you can go to bitcherton.com to pre-save so that on June 13th you get alerted right away. And then, Elliot, what are we going to do with that budget once we raise it in time for Brian's birthday?
We're going to embezzle it.
Yay!
Yay!
No! The $30,000 goal for the Kickstarter is going to pay people, and it's going to make the show happen. We believe in paying people fairly here at Many Sided Media, so that means the cast, that means the producing team, and that means the hardest working fella at Many Sided Media, the sound designer, Brian Flaherty. It also means that we are contributing to people's SAG-AFTRA healthcare funds. We are a production covered under the SAG-AFTRA independent podcasting contract. So, in order to make this a fair and equitable and sustainable production, that $30,000 budget is going to go into these 10 episodes to make them a reality and make the best possible version of this show we can make. But if it goes well and we make more money.
Yes.
Brian, what can the people expect if we double or triple or quadruple our goal?
Those would be good problems to have. Let me tell you, if we exceed our budget, we are going to give you more and we are going to give you better. This show is already fantastic, as you will hear in just a few minutes when you listen to the pilot episode. If we exceed our budget, the first thing we're going to give you is the thing that every BBC serial gives you, a double long Christmas special. Second, we're going to have some original music from Behold to start. If we are able to exceed our funding goal by a certain amount, we are going to have Behold score the entire show. That means a show with an entirely original soundtrack of custom music, which will be very fucking cool.
Ooh la la.
Last but certainly not least, if we raise the truly insane amount of $100,000, We're just going to give you more of exactly what you want and double the amount of episodes. That's 20 episodes of Bitcherton.
Yeah,
baby. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
You'll be getting 2 full seasons of Bitcherton. And honestly, if we go past that, who fucking knows? The sky's the limit. We'll just keep making the show until you tell us to stop. So I'm sure you're liking what you're hearing so far. We've got an amazing cast. We've got the sound design and music that you know and love from My First Dungeon. We're going to be paying people fairly. We're going to be contributing to healthcare and pension funds. The last thing that we've got to tell you about, and this one we are keeping under our hats just a little bit, Chinook, there's going to be a guest star on each episode that's going to kind of be the backbone of that episode. I don't want you to reveal anything just yet, but can you give us a little preview of what people can expect from these guest stars?
Nobody tells Chinook what to do. We have Rick.
No. Hey, buddy.
What?
We're going to reveal it as we go. It's going to be like a whole like momentum building thing.
Oh, my bad.
So just like what are their credits or something?
All right, sorry, Brian. I'm so sorry. I should have read the email before this meeting.
We'll just fix it in post.
Okay, yeah. Well, we got some great people coming on the podcast. You have seen their work on Dropout TV, Comedy Central, Netflix, and so much more. We cannot wait for you to see who we are actually working with on this season.
You're going to like it.
You're going to love it.
You're going to gotta have it. Cold Stone Creamery.
Cold Stone Creamery. Oh, man.
Official partner of Bitcherton.
Abby, what can these folks do to make sure this season happens?
Ooh la la. There are exactly 4 things that you can and must do right now to help this succeed.
Right now.
Number one. You are going to search for Bitcherton on the podcast player of your choice, and you are going to follow that podcast.
Follow it.
Number two. You're going to rate and review the pilot episode because we know you're going to love it. Tell us how much you love it. Tell the cast how much you love them. Tell the bits how much you love them. Tell the people how much you love the people. Share that Bitcherton love, baby. Number three. You are going to go to our Kickstarter page by clicking on the link in the show notes, and you are going to pre-save it so that you get alerted the second that it goes live on June 13th so that you can do number four. You're going to back the campaign. The first 24 hours are the most important of any Kickstarter campaign, so get on that pre-save list so that you get notified the second it happens. Every little bit helps. The more you want to give us, the quicker we're going to reach our goal, and the sooner you're going to have Bitcherton. 10 episodes, baby, in your ears.
The last thing I will say before I let you guys enjoy this excellent, hilarious pilot episode of Bitcherton is that this is an all or nothing campaign. That means if you like what you hear, if you love it, if you want it in your life, you simply have to go to Kickstarter and donate to this campaign. Independent art lives and dies by your support. Help us make good art, equitable art, sustainable art, and goddamn funny art, okay?
Woo!
Boom.
We really hope you love the show. We're very proud of what we've done so far, and we want to make even more of it with your help. And so without further ado, enjoy Bitcherton.
Ta-ta.
For now.
Before we begin, there is one thing you should know from the start. I am no ordinary gossip monger. I am an artiste whose medium is rumor and whose masterpiece is scandal. For within the pages of Lady Big Withers, you can always be confident that you'll read of secret affairs, you'll hear of disgraceful rendezvous, and if you're ever so lucky, dearest reader, you may just find your own name dripping from my pen. After all, inclusion in my pages from time to time is no guarantee of disgrace, only of notoriety. And with just one short week until the first ball of this year's season, there is no better time to examine the debutantes who will soon join the dramatis personae of our little village of Wooten Bassett as we begin that greatest and most significant of spectator sports, courtship. Whether by alphabet or by reputation, we must begin with the Bitchertons. This season marks the debut of one Gwendolyn Bitcherton, whose beauty and genteel nature has long been remarked on, most notably and most loudly, by her mother, the Lady Bitcherton. Of course, a strong early campaign is an understandable strategy from the Lady Bitcherton when you remember the circus that was the first season of her elder daughter, Miss Esther Bitcherton. It was a debut so catastrophic that it has served as a cautionary tale to mamas and debutantes ever since. Is 23 the age she finally surrenders to spinsterdom, or even less likely, to the obliviously futile advances of our dear vicar's son, Davis devoutly? I, for one, hope not. But, as ever in good society, the only truths are the ones that get outside the family. And I, for one, will be sure to keep my ear firmly pressed against the doors of the gilded drawing rooms of anyone worth knowing in Wooten Bassett, and especially the old oak door of the ever-peaceful Bitcherton Estate.
Oh, my dear Adam! Oh, dear. Oh, my God!
Mama?
What, is Papa quite all right? Are you quite all right?
No, I'm not all right. Neither is your dear Papa. I fear he's left this earth.
Oh, quick, Esther, close the door.
Oh. It's just Mama has a meltdown of this sort twice weekly. I didn't know this one would be serious.
They're all serious, and this is the most dire. Oh, Ernest, my dear Ernest. Oh.
Mama, please sit down. Papa, you, Papa, you must wake up.
Papa, it's already mid-morning. Wake up.
He's quite cold. Esther, he's quite cold to the touch.
He's dead as a doornail.
Papa.
What are we going to do, girls? Oh, my nerves can't handle this.
Oh, whatever shall happen to his soul? Oh, quickly, we must fetch the vicar.
Yes, fetch the vicar.
Oh, let me call to a lady's maid. Mama, sit down, stay quiet. We must remain calm.
I'm always calm.
Gwen, you tend to Mama, and I'll send for the vicar.
Oh, yes.
Oh, quickly, fan me. I'm so hot, my nerves.
Mama, your vapors, your humors.
Mary, please, go get the vicar.
Right away, Mum.
Oh, I love you, Mary.
I love you, Miss. I'm absolutely devoted to you. I was your wet nurse, and now I'm your lady's maid.
Yes, I remember, Mary.
Good. I raised you. Suckled you my own teats, I did.
I know, I remember your teats well.
All right, I'll go get the vicar then. Good to catch up.
If the Lady Bitcherton didn't have enough to contend with on the eve of her last daughter's first season, my little whispers tell me that the Bath branch of the Bitcherton family have been so unsuccessful in marrying off a Miss Violet Bitcherton that they've sent her to Wooten Bassett to try her luck after the communal verdict of all the bachelors in Bath. No takers.
You know, Davis.
Yes, Father?
Taking this walk, it's made me realize it's about time we talk to you about love, building a family, getting settled down.
Dad, every time we take a walk, you have a realization about it's time to talk about love. And I've already told you, I've found the love of my life. I've known it for a very long time. It is, it has been, and it always will be, Miss Esty Bridgerton.
How could you be so sure? How could you be so sure? You know, you're at this ripe age, you know, and I think I've kept you too close to the Bridgerton family, that you haven't, you know, spread your wings.
Father, you could not have kept me away from the Bridgerton family. Esther is, she is everything. I mean, when you find the best woman in the world, why would you decide to even look elsewhere?
Well, then I'm guessing you've already told her this. Then.
Well, I haven't told her so much as kind of, I've communicated it with my eyes, you know.
Oh, that's perfect.
Windows to the soul.
You continue down that path. I'm sure
Lord will... What? Hello?
Hello? Hi, is someone there?
Yeah.
Help!
Oh my goodness!
Mrs.
Father, hold my hand. Okay.
Dad, my dress.
No, don't worry. I'll just reach for my hand.
My dress.
Just reach for my hand, and I'll pull you out of there.
Okay. Whoa. Thank you.
Oh my goodness.
Dang.
Sorry.
The ditch is no place for a lady.
No, I know. It wasn't on purpose. My carriage went one way and I went the other. I ended up in this ditch. I don't even think they noticed I wasn't there anymore. I don't know who they thought they dropped off at the Bridgerton house, but...
Oh, are you heading for the Bridgerton estate?
Yeah, no, I'm Violet Bridgerton.
Oh, the cousin from Bath.
Yeah.
The cousin from Bath.
Oh, it's lovely to meet you.
Bath.
I'm Davis Devoutly.
Davis?
And I'm the vicar. Sorry, I where are my manners? I just got so excited just seeing such. I've heard so much about you.
Really?
I'd love to know about. Yes, you know.
What have they been saying?
Good things.
Good.
Things. Yeah, lots of things.
Yes. Okay, good. And they're good? Like, pretty good? Like,
yeah.
They seem to like me?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes. And we would love for you to extrapolate on your time in Bath while we walk to the house. As the vicar, you can confess anything to me.
Okay.
Anything.
I just wanted to say, when you pulled me out of there, Davis, your hands are very smooth.
Oh.
Your hands are very, very smooth, and
yeah, well, I
appreciate that.
Oh, I'll be honest, I don't know what to do with that. Thank you.
And then you accept the compliments.
No, I need to learn to roll around in compliments. I'm sorry.
She enjoys your smooth hands.
Thank you. You also have very smooth, and your dress, I could tell before it got mud on it. It was very, very beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, and even now, it looks surprisingly good despite the mud.
It's a little form-fitting. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Let's get you to the Bridgerton house.
Should we go?
Yes, okay. Yes. I will keep a distance between you two and let you get acquainted.
If you may.
It would be appreciated.
If you may, I will be back
you
here.
You got it. You got it.
I have prayers. I have prayers. I have my prayers.
Lord Vicar, Vicar Devoutly.
Yes.
They need you. Miss Bridgerton's in quite a state. Need you up at the house quick.
Excuse me?
Miss, is it Esty? Is something wrong with Esty?
I don't know, sir. Just a terrible, awful commotion. What, screaming and wailing, and you know, the lady's humours ain't been right since she ever really. So come out quick.
I must attend to the lady. Let us all go.
Okay, I'm gonna run back to the house real quick as me legs can carry me, and get your things sorted, miss. Your carriage showed up. And we thought they didn't notice that you were in there. They thought you were taking a nap.
Yeah, I don't think they did.
Such.
Yeah, no, at least my things got there.
Yes, miss, I'll have them put in your room right away. Come quick, Becca, come quick.
Well, my leg's pretty messed up. My leg. I fell in the dish. My leg hurts.
But Davis, you're a strapping young lad. Can't you carry her?
Yes, yes, Davis. Get your hands on this woman and help her into the house.
Damn.
Put your burly arms to good use.
Ooh, yeah, you can. Okay.
Miss Violet.
Yeah.
There's no elegant way to do this. Would you like me to carry you?
I would love that.
Okay.
Whoa, you're so strong.
Thank you. Thank you.
You smell good. You smell really good for this time period.
And you are really covered in mud.
I know, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. You fell in a ditch.
Hurry! Quick to the house!
Holy shit, she is fast! Wow, that woman can run!
Oh, my Ernest! He's dead! He's dead! I'm a widow!
Mama.
I'm a widow!
Mama, you must calm down!
Girls! My fatherless girls!
You must calm down,
wait.
Mama! You're going to pass out!
Mama, Gwen, look! In his hand! In Papa's hand!
Oh!
Oh,
what is
it? Dead Papa's hand! Oh, his cold, dead hands!
Mama, you're being so gruesome!
What is this? He died holding his will.
What does it say, Esty? Mama, do shut up. Esty, what does it say?
It says, I, Ernest Ignatius Bitcherton, being of sound body and mind, write this last will...
dead body and mind!
Yes, okay. Write this last will and testament. It is the dearest hope of my heart that my two daughters shall...
His heart would stop beating!
Mama, please!
Mama, let me pour you a brandy. There's a snifter by Papa's bed.
Yes, yes,
here.
It a double!
There you go. Mama, take this. Steady yourself, really.
It is the dearest hope of my heart that my two daughters shall, at the time of my passing, be married to men of good standing.
The time of his passing earlier today!
Yes,
Mama.
Okay. Be married to
Mama,
men of
I'm
good standing and character. Did you hear that? If this happy occurrence comes to pass, happy occurrence? Oh, not the death part, the marriage part. I thought he was talking about his death.
Oh, the way he toys with my feelings, even in death!
Mama!
The entirety of my estate shall be given unto the care and governance of the eldest husband, as a man's wisdom increases with age, just as a woman's decreases, as evidenced by my good lady wife.
Papa.
What? Huh. Well,
that was a solid burn, Mama.
This is... Mama, maybe you shouldn't be in the room for this.
No, yes. Keep going. I need to hear it.
Mama, I'm fanning you.
If, however, my daughters have not seen fit to fulfill their father's only wish, then the entirety of the Bitcherton estate, lands, and holdings shall pass to the eldest male cousin bearing the Bitcherton name.
No!
He can mean...
Arthur.
He can mean...
Not Arthur!
Cousin Arthur.
Arthur Bitcherton, that little bitch of a nephew. We are ruined! We're gonna be out on the street!
The vicar will be here soon.
It just feels like this will is kind of just stating what would be standard procedure, but is just emphasizing that our father was a misogynist. I really feel like it wasn't necessary.
Esty, if the Lord God had meant for women to be in charge, then he would have made the lady have more faculties and be able to ride a horse and shoot a gun. And
I can do both those things.
Be possessed of property.
Well, I can't do the third one.
Look, then you're quite right.
Mama, Gwen, do you know what this will means? It means that, as of today...
It means we're ruined!
And we lose everything right now, on the spot.
But I'm just about to make my debut in society. How shall I ever find a husband now with no property or anything to my name?
Oh, my girls, my sweet girls, all is lost. All girls.
Yes, Mama?
You know what this means. On the eve of your coming out, Gwendolyn, we mustn't tell anyone.
Mama, to keep such a thing a secret, to lie would be unthinkable. No, I could never.
Gwendolyn, get this through your beautiful, pious little head. No one can know, or else we'll be out in the stable with the pigs and the slop. If anyone asks, Papa is still alive.
But no, everyone will know. How will we ever govern ourselves without a man to tell us what to do?
Gwen, I hate to say this, but I think Mama is right. We can't tell anyone.
Misty, my dearest sister, dearest friend, you can't be thinking of going along with this mad farce.
We'll lose everything. You won't be able to come out into society. I won't be able to study the stars. We won't be able to do anything.
Oh, we're there's nothing to be done except we're going to be ruined unless I suppose we could keep it a secret for a bit. But what about his soul? The vicar is on his way.
Oh, I forgot about Papa's soul.
Yes. Well, I'm sure his soul will rest easy knowing that his daughters will be taken care of as long as we keep the secret.
I see. I shall keep the secret, though it weighs heavily on mine own soul, for my family, for if we were to be ruined, that would mean that you, Mama, and you, my dearest sister, Esty, would have nothing and no one in this world, and I must go out into society and marry her. Oh, Papa.
Girls, I know it's going to be difficult, but it'll be more difficult to be put out on the street without a penny to our names. No one can know.
Milady, milady, may I enter?
Mary.
No, Mary, no. Stay outside there, Mary.
And no one's decent. Sorry, Mary.
Oh, well, I've seen you naked before, but as you wish, Mum. The vicar is on his way with young Master Davis and Lady Violet Bicherton, arrived newly from Bath, is also on her way.
Oh, heavens to Betsy, I forgot Violet was arriving today.
I'll go off and prepare her room now, m'lady.
Oh, thank you, Mary. Bits, I forgot Violet was arriving today. And her older brother, Arthur, he'll get everything if she finds out.
Yes, I've never liked Cousin Arthur. He's always been so mean. I remember the first time I met him, he called me a pig face, and I've always felt self-conscious about my nose ever since then.
You're beautiful, Gwen, and I nearly beat Arthur to a pulp after that.
Oh, well, darling, you do have a bit of a piggish nose.
Mama.
More of a snout, really, but it's the Bicherton piggish nose.
Oh.
And I adore it.
Are veils in fashion this season?
Gwen, you're beautiful.
Thank you. Esty, you've always been my greatest champion and supporter, and I'll turn to your steady head and a calm demeanor in such a time as this.
What should I do? Should I beat up Violet this time?
No. We have to let her in, but she mustn't know that Papa's left this earth.
All right, well, she's a bit dim. I think we can manage that.
Esty, is everything all right?
Ernest, I heard there was an emergency and I wanted to get here as fast as possible. But that Mary, she's quick. She's so quick.
The vicar and Davis, they're here.
Quickly, downstairs.
Okay.
Everyone.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Oh, hello, gentlemen and dear Violet. What a pleasure to see you, as always.
Hello, Aunt.
Oh, what happened to your dress, Violet? You look a fright.
Oh, Cousin Violet, you're covered in mud.
Yes, I fell. It's sort of a long story, but I did fall in a ditch, and I was there for about an hour.
You were there for an hour?
Yeah, I was in the ditch for what I would guess is an hour.
It wasn't that deep.
I couldn't get out. My ankle was pretty twisted.
Violet, we'll have to get you cleaned up before you settle in, I guess.
Thank you, cousin.
Yes. Please stay off the furniture, Violet.
Can I put Violet down upstairs in a bedroom somewhere?
Oh, no. Just stay. Okay. Maybe in the garden would be better.
Yes. Yeah, we have there's water from the well in the garden.
Yes. The servants will bring you.
Oh, yeah, I guess I could have some water from the well. Sure.
A new dress to clean up. In the garden.
Sorry, we rushed over here as quick as we could. Esty, is something the matter? Oh.
You know, I'll just take off the dress right now.
No, that's all right.
It's okay.
Oh, your ankles are so swollen.
I know, I really did hurt my ankle.
Oh, you poor thing.
Is something the matter? We came over here as quickly as we could.
Because of Mary.
She was booking it.
Oh, yes, she's always
must be playing a trick, a dreadful little trick.
Servants' joke day.
Is that real?
Treasured.
Why would you ask if that's real? Of course.
Oh my God. You know what? I feel like it is real because I feel like this is part of, you know how I fell out of my carriage and they just continued on without me? Was that part of Servants' Joke Day?
Oh, certainly. Yes. Must have been.
Did you laugh? Yeah.
I didn't, but now I am.
But now we are all. classic joke.
Esty, do you like Servants' Joke Day?
You address me a lot, Davis. I love Servants' Joke Day.
I love Servants' Joke Day too.
Okay.
Yes. You have so much in common. Violet, how was your journey besides falling in the ditch?
Otherwise, it was okay. I was I vomited out the carriage window a couple times.
Oh.
Yeah, I had a large corn-based meal last night, so
yeah.
A lot of it was corn in my vomit.
Miss Violet,
it's interesting how even though you chew, it comes out of you whole.
Miss Violet, can I maybe put you down on a couch or something?
No, not the couch.
Not the couch.
And not
where should
all
I go?
The corn vomit. Maybe in the garden or out the front should be best.
Yes.
Okay.
Not that it's not lovely to see you, my dear, to receive yet another girl on my doorstep, but maybe outside is best.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm used to waiting outside, so I'm fine with that. Yeah, I'll just help myself out.
Okay, to the garden.
Uncle Ernie! Uncle Ernie!
Papa simply stepped out.
He
stepped out.
Forgive me.
I'm his favorite niece.
Oh, well, you are his only niece. Yes,
Well, that, but also that makes me the favorite, actually. Uh-huh. Actually, Esty, that makes me the favorite.
Okay, yes, Violet.
Do we know when he will return? I have a scripture for him.
It's very kind of you. My dear Ernest must have stepped out on business.
Okay. Urgent business.
Well, then I'll just leave this scripture for him upstairs, then, no problem.
Oh, no, you can leave it down here. And we'll give it to him another time. Fetch the tea. Oh, Violet, you look so much better, so much cleaner, so much fresher for dinner. Well, Glenwald and Davis, thank you so much for stopping by, but it seems like you have to go.
Yes. Good night.
Bye.
Oh, wait, are you leaving?
Yes, they have to go.
Yeah, I think we should stay.
No, we've imposed on you
far too much.
It would be our honor if you stayed.
Violet, I'm sure they're very busy and have much praying to do. Glenwald, don't you have some vicaring to take care of?
Yes, I guess I do. I actually have to.
Here, I pulled up two seats. I pulled up two seats. You're good. You should stay. I pulled up two more seats to the same
one. By the law of hospitality.
We have to.
I just pulled them out of the servants' quarters. There, I can sit on one of them. I'm used to hard chairs.
But I mean, surely, Mary, you don't have enough food for us as well, right? I mean, that.
Oh no, I eat very little. I eat very, very little. Oh, so okay. You should. You can have
food.
Mine.
We're well stocked, sir. Plenty of food. No trouble at all.
Thank you, Mary. Thank That'll you, be Mary. All.
Okay. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Mary. Thank you so much, right. Mary.
Mary, just hold off on the corn for Violet. No corn for Violet.
Yes, we just got a new shipment from the New World, but I'll hold off on it. Corn's not indigenous to England.
Here, Davis, you can sit right next to me.
Yes.
Actually, I'd kind of prefer to sit right over here next to Esty, if you don't mind.
Don't you? You know how rude it is to cast away a suggested seat next to a lady. Go sit right. Sit
oh,
right
I'm
there.
Used to it. Okay. I'm used to it. I'm super used
it's
to it.
It's okay. We will make you unused to it. Sit right there, Davis. I will sit next to Esty. Maybe we'll read a scripture.
Okay.
Mama and dearest Esty, may I speak with you for a moment?
Yes, yes. I think let's have a moment.
Yes. What are we going to do? I simply can't sit through a whole dinner lying to the vicar, my soul.
Get a hold of yourself, Gwendolyn.
Mama.
We need to remain calm for once in our lives. Okay, remain calm. Gwendolyn, you go upstairs, deal with your father. And remain here and have a nice dinner.
Okay. Whatever do you mean, deal with him?
I don't know. Just go deal with him. Do something.
Perhaps I shall put him in my traveling chest or something.
Oh, yes, God, yes, yes, the traveling chest. That sounds like a perfect idea.
I can't lift him. He's such a big fella.
Hey, I don't know if this was supposed to be a lady thing? Violet. Like, am I supposed to be in this talk?
How long have you been here? How much?
I was just wondering if I should be in this conversation.
Oh, don't worry about it, Violet. No, this is just go enjoy your dinner, right? With Mary.
Okay,
I'll
go back to
else.
Davis. Okay, bye.
I'll go upstairs and find something to do with poor Papa.
Gwendolyn, go upstairs now. Esther, you and I, we have to keep everyone happy down here and enjoy our dinner.
I believe in you, Gwen. You can do this.
Thank you.
For the first course, we've got a radish soup. Hold the corn for young miss.
Thank you.
The second course, we'll have a salad. Ooh. And then the pigeon pie. From our local pigeons are provided from the Bitcherton estate.
That's perfect. Thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
I do enjoy a locally sourced pigeon.
Fun fact, that's actually why we don't get messages very often at the Bitcherton estate.
You don't say.
So, young Violet, any more news from Bath? How is your family?
Yes.
Oh, they're doing great. Actually, I'm not fully sure because no one has responded to my letters. But I assume they're doing really well. And I sent letters to my parents and then also Arthur and Edward. Yes. Yeah, haven't gotten a letter back yet, but.
So would you say you're cast out and ostracized by the Bath Bitchertons?
Yeah, so I've done a couple seasons and have had no takers, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, darling.
But I am ripe and ready.
What would you say the would one of the ways you may have been, turned away or cast aside, something salacious so I can pray on it?
Oh.
I would like to pray that away from you. Yeah, so yeah. I would need the information.
Dad,
oh, you just want the information about my sort of dating life?
Yes, but to pray, because, I know you're probably searching for something.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Dad, what are you doing? You gotta stop.
I'm having conversation. You've ignored this young miss for so long, but I think that her luck might finally turn around. right, Davis?
What the heck?
That must be Gwen. I should go
what
help Gwen.
What was that?
Yes, Esty, here, go I'll help come your sister.
Violet, eat up your radish soup. I'll be right back.
I'm really strong, though. Whatever that was, it sounded heavy. I actually have won a lot of arm wrestling competitions.
That's wonderful, Violet. Why don't you sit here and tell us all about it?
Okay.
So sorry to miss the stories. I'll be right back.
Just let me know if you need any help, Esty. I'm just saying, if you need any help, just holler.
Sorry, I'm already gone.
Okay.
Well, so the first person I arm wrestled was at the age of 4. And I did not win. But it just kind of lit a fire inside of me that I needed to practice. And so I did.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, Gwen! How did you get under there? Okay, here, I'll lift with my legs. Here we go. One, two...
Thank you, my sister. You've saved me so many times, and this time, quite literally, from a horrible... This is the most horrible day of my young life of only 16 years.
I'm so sorry, Gwen. I promise it'll be over soon.
Oh, thank you. With the Lord's help, we shall see this through. I had tried to wrap Papa up in a blanket, as I am but a slight young woman and cannot lift man's weight all on my own, so I tried to wrap him up in a blanket and then drag him onto the floor, and then he fell on top of me and I've been pinned under him.
Well, Mama should have never sent you up here alone. Let's just get him in the closet and then we'll worry about it later, okay?
Yes, yes, yes. All right.
All right. Okay. Here we go. Papa is heavy.
He's so heavy.
It's all the anger he had towards women.
Really, the misogyny weighs you down.
The oldest person I have ever arm wrestled. Guess how old? Everyone guess.
40.
29.
50.
67. 67 wow. years old.
Oh, did you win?
I won. I would say that was a very easy win for me. And this was an old 67. This person seemed more like 80. I'm sorry. What is going on up there?
Oh, nothing. I'm sure it's just the cat again.
You know what? Why don't
are you sure?
I'll run upstairs and check out what's going on.
Davis.
No.
Davis.
Please, Davis. Sit down. It's no trouble at all. I'll just go make sure everything's okay. It's no trouble.
Oh, bits.
Everyone go around and guess what age you think is the youngest person that I beat at arm wrestling. Everyone go around.
There's only two of us here left.
Okay, well, the two of you. Guess
nine.
Guess the youngest age.
A child.
You guess.
What do you guess? Eight.
2 years old. Two years old. I beat a two-year-old at arm wrestling. Wow.
That's practically a baby. I don't think you should be arm wrestling babies.
Well, it's a toddler, technically. But, like, not to get too technical, but...
Esty, is there anything I can do to... Ho! Ho! What?
Davis!
Esty, what are you doing? Mr. Pitcher,
are
you okay?
Doing
sir,
up here?
Sir, are you okay?
Close the door.
He's
I'm
cold.
Fine. What are you doing? Close the door.
What do you mean close the door? We gotta get a doctor up here right now. Is he okay? How long has he been like
this? He's fine. Don't worry about it, Davis.
He's not fine.
You shouldn't be up here.
What do you mean I shouldn't be up here? You shouldn't be up here.
Davis, have some brandy. Calm down. Here's some brandy.
What do you mean, brandy? Your dad is dead. Ow.
Get a hold of yourself, Davis.
Okay. Ow. What?
Sorry.
What's happening?
Your face is softer than I thought it would be.
Thank you. Your hands are very warm.
Look, Davis, you can't tell a soul about this, okay? Especially not your father.
Why not? What is happening? Your dad is lying on the floor. What are you doing?
We just have to get through this season without anyone knowing that he's dead, okay?
You're not going to tell the town?
Davis.
You've got to tell the town so people can mourn. You've got to have a burial. My father has to come and give last rites.
Davis, we'll be ruined.
If anyone finds out, we'll lose everything. Please, Davis.
What do you mean you'll lose everything?
Take my hand. Look, we've grown up together. I know I'm sometimes cold to you, but...
Yeah.
You're one of our closest friends, and... You know, Gwen, Mama, and I, we need you right now, okay? We need you to keep this secret for us. Can you do that?
Listen, I can't lie to my father. He'll know. I'm not saying I won't lie to my father. I'm saying he will know if I lie to him. Like, he's incredibly good at picking up on lies.
All right, so we'll just get you to not be around your father.
Yes, that should work.
That should be fine. Well, for now, will you help us move our father?
I mean, where? Where do you put a body?
Just to the closet, unless you have any better ideas.
I mean, my better idea is a proper burial in a cemetery, but I suppose that's not exactly in the cards right now.
Davis, didn't... At the Vicar's Manse, where you live with your papa, hasn't your garden been newly turned?
Yes.
Well.
You can't actually be suggesting.
It is holy ground, so perhaps his soul will still find his way to God if it's buried there?
That feels like a really loose interpretation of what holy ground is.
For us? For me?
For Esty.
Esty, for you, I'd do anything. Anything.
Thank you, Davis.
All right. I'll take the feet. You take the head.
I'll get the butt, then.
Gwen, you can just share the arms. You can both take an arm.
Okay.
No, no one needs to take the butt.
I've never done this before. I'm butt 16.
One, two, three, lift! No, okay. He's heavier than I thought.
It's the misogyny.
So, you know, with Gwendolyn coming out right at the top of the season, how are you feeling? You know, I wanted to check in. You know, this is a big moment.
Oh, yes, it's very exciting. I can't wait. Although, so it's Gwendolyn's first season. We expect her to do marvelously and have lots of students.
Yes.
But between you and me, the girl can't dance at all. We've tried everything. She simply has two left feet.
Oh, that's gonna make things a little dicey, but I will pray on it for you.
Thank you so much. That means the world.
Yes.
I'm excited to see the suitors. I bet I'll be pretty popular out here.
Of course you will, Violet. Yes, of course.
I know.
And of course my young Esty. Well, I mean, she's not getting any younger. She does need to have a successful season this year. I don't know what we're going to do with her.
You know, it's you know, good things come to those who wait, I guess. But yes,
Davis is single, right? Davis.
Yes, Davis is very single. Very single.
That's funny because I'm single. That's so funny because I'm also single.
Yeah, not sure why that's funny, but
it's pretty.
That is very
coincidence. What a coinkadink!
Yes, very interesting coincidence that I have noted.
We've all noted it, Violet. It's just such a pleasure to have you here during the start of the season. But my Esty needs to redeem herself, because we all know what happened a few years ago.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yes.
Oh, what a mess.
She had some fun.
and to have everyone, that rag, just talk about it and have everyone gossiping around town. If I could get my hands on that Lady Big Wither, I would take it to task right there in the chapel.
Whoa. Yes. All right. I would love to. I would pay to see that. You know, I can help coach you if you need to get a little stronger.
No. I'm strong with faith. I'm strong with faith, and that is all the strength I need.
Wow.
Which is why I will pray over your exploits back at Bath, and I will pray over anyone. You know, I feel like sometimes people see me as the vicar, and they're like, we're in polite company. No.
Yeah, I don't feel that way at all.
No, we can tell, Violet. We can tell.
Vicar, I wanted to say I've been swearing a lot, and I was wondering, is that like a negative for me getting into heaven, or do I need to stop doing that?
Yeah, yes, I would suggest that you should slow down on the swears, and, you know, just work towards building a home, a family.
Violet, it's no way for a proper young woman to speak.
Ah, shit.
I've heard that when men kiss a woman who swears, that's what they taste, the Ooh. Swears.
Yes. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yes,
I really
you don't want to
stop.
Tarnish the tongue. You know, but the swears... Definitely slow down. What I don't want you to slow down on is just filling me. I'm also curious about the suitors in Bath. Like, what kind of things were they saying to you, and what kind of other woman they were choosing instead of you? You know,
well, one man said I had a pig face, but I think that's just part of being a Bitcherton, to be honest.
Yes, correct.
But he also said I had pig feet. So I don't know.
Oh,
I have noticed that, Violet. Yes, I've seen that about you.
That is righteously uncouth. Yes. Churlish, I might say. I cannot believe you would say you have piggish feet and facial features.
Yeah. And then another fella I was having tea with, and then I noticed him sort of call his valet over and get the carriage, and he pretended like he had an appointment.
Wow.
But it was very obvious that he had just wanted to leave the date.
Wow, you went for high tea and was left high and dry. Unfortunate.
Ooh.
Very unfortunate.
Edward, you rascal.
Oh, you know, it's just, I'm more hurt. You know, I don't want you to think that I'm enjoying hearing any of this. This is
Why are
horrid.
You writing it down? Why are you writing all, like, why are you taking
I'm
notes?
To pray. To pray on this later. Violet, you know, my memory at my age.
Okay.
I must write things down to remember. So before I go to sleep, I will pray on each and every one of these details.
Oh, I've never seen that before.
It's a good technique.
Oh, there they are. Gills. Davis, everything all right?
Yes, Mama. Everything is taken care of.
Yes.
Yeah, Miss Bitcherton, everything upstairs is 100% taken care of. Trust me.
Okay, well, anyway, as I was saying, I had to take a whole month off arm wrestling because my cramping was getting so bad. I did figure out what the problem was, and it was that my dresses were so tight around my arms, and especially my right arm, which had become extremely muscular. And so I just needed to go up a dress size, and that pretty much did the trick, and I'm back to arm wrestling. Anyway, good pie. Really good pie.
As I have proved time and time again, anything worth reading about anyone worth knowing can be found in the pages of Lady Bigwithers. Though you may not know me, I am certainly acquainted with you. And I'll be keeping a sharp eye on our humble little village in search of my next wisp of rumor or scrap of gossip. Because whoever can tell which of these seeds of disgrace
will take root and ripen into the juicy plum of scandal. So build the walls high around your garden of secrets, my dear reader, because you can be sure that Lady Big Withers will be coming to take a taste. Ever in your service, the Lady Big Withers. Ta-ta!
Bitcherton was inspired by Good Society, the Regency role-playing game from Story Brewers. Bitcherton features the voice talents of Brian Flaherty, Katie Maravich, Iffy Wadiway, Carolyn Page, Alex Songsha, and Cassie Wilson. This episode was produced by Carolyn Page, Brian Flaherty, and Elliot Davis. Editing and sound design by Brian Flaherty. Special thanks to Dr. Emily Friedman. Bitcherton is a Many-Sided Media production. Ta-ta!